Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. So I drank alcohol for close to 10 years, and it's coming up to 6 years without an alcoholic drink, which is crazy to think. So right now, my mum is actually visiting us in Dubai. And when I stopped drinking, you know, I had a goal to be able to do things like this for my family. I wanted to be able to pay for holidays, to take them to places and do this awesome kind of stuff. Because when I was drinking, oh, it was just chaos. In fact, I'm going to move around the corner because it sounds like there's some construction going on next door. But when I was drinking, I just, you know, I hate to think about the pain that I caused my family. Imagine somebody that you love that is doing something that is killing them, that is slowing their progress down, it's doing nothing for them. And then what they always do is they say to you, I'm not going to do that thing anymore, and then they do it. And that was me. That was me for 10 years. I've made promises to family and I've broken them. I've lied to my family about my drinking, and I just hate to think about the pain that I've caused them. And it kills me. It kills me to think about it, but there's no point dwelling on the past, right? All we can do is move forward and make changes and be a better person today. But yeah, I just hate to think about it. You know, I've had to borrow money off family before. I've like ignored them for days on end because I've been on some crazy binge. I've lost Christmas presents because I was too hungover and I left them at train stations. It was just disgusting, right? And that was it. When I drank, it was 10 years of this up and down living, this madness. And when I stopped drinking just under 6 years ago, my entire life has changed. And I'm not telling you this stuff to boast, right? I'm not trying to say, hey, wow, look at great Leon. Look at all the things that Leon's done. That's not my intention. My intention is to share my experience with you and show you the amazing things that have happened in my life as a result of not drinking to help you on your journey. That is my pure intention with this channel. So I will get into this in a minute, and I'm going to talk to you about some of the awesome things that have happened in Dubai with my mum visiting. But just so you know, my mum's leaving. When I publish this video, she'll have probably already left. So I have got the spaces on my calendar. So if you're interested in stopping drinking, if you want help, if you want to join the Sober Clear program, there are spots available so we can end April strong. If you click the link in the description, you can book a call. The way that we do things is we use something called first principles thinking. We reframe alcohol, and then we have a future focused approach with a community of business owners and professionals. We've got a 92% success rate. There's nothing else like it out there. There are spots available right now. So if you click the link in the description, you and I can jump on a call in the next couple of days. So make sure to do that. But back to what I was saying. So my mum's been visiting in Dubai, and it's been insane. It's been like a dream come true. I remember when I stopped drinking, I did this thing where I created a vision. I created this vision board. I wrote some words down of who I wanted to be. I designed this character of who I needed to be to achieve this dream, and started working towards this version of myself. And I remember when I stopped drinking, you know, I'm going to find this picture. And this was like my home office, right? So I just stopped drinking. Maybe I was within a month sober at this point. I was staying at my friend's place whilst he was on holiday because I'd run out of money. And I had this little office. And if you zoom into the picture, you can see like skiing. You can see a beautiful villa. You can see swimming pools. You can see travel in Thailand, in Bali, in places like that, online business. And I had these words written down. And, you know, one of my big things was being able to provide holidays for my family, was being able to pay and say, just come and see us and let's have a great time together. And my mum's just come out to Dubai and it's been so fun. You know, it's been the best time ever, and it's like a dream come true. And like I said, I'm not saying this so we can all say, wow, look at Leon. Listen, nobody cares. You don't care about me. Nobody cares about me. You care about yourself. You care about how is stopping drinking going to impact your life. And I just want to promise you with my hand on my heart that everything will get better when you kick that out of your life. I put my hand on my heart. I promise you right here, right now, that everything will get better. Your health will get better. Your mindset will get better. Your bank account will improve. Your business will improve. Your career will improve. Your relationship with your family will improve. Your ability to provide amazing experiences for the people that you love will become so much better. There isn't a single downside to not drinking alcohol. Sure, do you know what? The first few days can be rough. It can have a bit of time, take a bit of time to adjust to everything, to this new way of living, but you will never ever look back. You know, so my mum's come. We took her to this restaurant by the Burj Khalifa, which was amazing. We went to the top of the Burj Khalifa. We went to a place called the Atlantis Royal. We had this amazing lunch. It was my girlfriend's birthday, so she just turned 30. We took them on a helicopter. We went to this amazing restaurant on like the 72nd floor called Mot 32, this Chinese restaurant. And we've just had the best week ever. My mum has absolutely loved it. And this was my dream. You know, I wanted to be able to do this stuff. I wanted an online business. I wanted to be able to travel. And I wanted to be able to make an impact and be able to do this amazing stuff for my family, right? And like I said, I just want to remind you, right? That's my intention for this video today, is to remind you that if you're trying to stop drinking, you are on the right path. See, there is not a chance in this world that any of this stuff would have happened if I was still drinking. I would probably be dirt poor. I'd probably have been, you know, chewed up and spat out. I'd be living in some small shitty room somewhere. It just would have been rubbish. And I'm not saying that that's everybody's experience with drinking, right? But for me, it was, right? I knew that if I drank alcohol, I was never going to reach my potential. I was never going to be the person that I needed to become. I was never going to be consistent, and I was never going to have, you know, work hard and keep my head down and stick on one path. I was going to be fickle. I was going to keep breaking my promises to everybody, and just would have been rubbish. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everybody that watched this channel, and I want to let you know you are on this right path. If you've stopped already and you're, you know, a few months into things, just keep going. It keeps getting better and better and better. And you know, funnily enough, I have like, because my mum's been to AA, right? She's been to AA for like over 20 years. Worked for her, changed her life, and that worked for her. And I didn't do AA. You know, I've done it my own way. First principles thinking, focusing on the future, coaching, this kind of stuff, which worked for me. But I have like these little sayings in my head from AA still to this day. And this is a beautiful saying. My mum says it. She says, the best is yet to come. You know, the best days of your life as a non-drinker, they're still going to get better and better and better. The best is yet to come. And I think it's so beautiful, because this week has been one of the best weeks of my life. There's no doubt about it. And things just keep getting better, which is one of the best things about not drinking, right? Things don't get worse and worse and worse, or a little bit better, a little bit worse, a little bit better. Sure, there can be bad days and good days, but the progress, the momentum, it just keeps increasing. It keeps getting better. Life keeps getting better because I'm no longer putting that in my body. I'm no longer poisoning myself with a disgusting, disgusting drug that just kills so many people. It's just nasty. You know, still to this day, we actually went out last night to say goodbye to one of our friends, and they were all drinking, and I just thought, man, listen, no hard feelings. It's not criticism. I'm not trying to be mean to them or belittle them in any way, but I was just grateful that I don't do that. I can go out, I can say hello to my friends, we can be nice, we can go out for dinner, and we can do all of this stuff without drinking, and we enjoy it 10 times more. This idea that you need a drug to enjoy socializing, to enjoy going out for a dinner, for whatever, right? It's madness. It makes no sense, because, yeah, this to me, this is living, right? This is living. It's spending time with the family. It's, you know, we took her to the gym nearby. For me, that's living. That's what it's all about, right? So keep it going. Again, there are spots open this month. So if you want to end this month strong, click the link in the description. Let's jump on a phone call. Let's see if the Sober Clear program could be a good match for you. Really looking forward to that.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.